I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Eastern Afghanistan has continued to reel with aftershocks since a 6.0 magnitude quake struck August 31st. The death toll surpassed 2,200 last week. But for local women, the quake is only one crisis among many. Over the last 4 years, Taliban restrictions have tightened on women's travel, education, employment, and even their voices. Afghan pastors told Nehemiah with FMI about the social boycott that women face.
Isolation has further increased levels of depression, anxiety, and hopelessness among women.
Yet in places of despair, the light of the gospel shines.
In many cases, FMI's pastors, their wives, their spouses are the ones who go and talk to these deprived women.
Recently, one pastor's wife showed the Jesus film to a dozen women. Pray for boldness and that many more Afghans will know the hope of Christ. And government school weeks in Lebanon are being cut back from 5 days a week to four so that teachers can supplement their salaries with part-time jobs. Private school prices are soaring because schools in southern Lebanon remain flattened by war and economic issues. Camille Melki says,
it's our opportunity at heart for Lebanon to stand in the gap, provide the proper academic education that students need, but also provide a holistic approach to a child's spiritual, social, and emotional upbringing.
Pray for education in the country and for the spiritual growth of the students in the Christian schools. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.